This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. As the sun was setting on the city of Dallas, July 7th, 2016, few noticed the SUV parked sideways on Lamar Street, its flashers blinking. The street was virtually empty, cleared out for a protest in response to the police shooting of two African-American men a few days earlier in Louisiana and Minnesota. It was one of many simultaneous protests in big cities across the nation. As the protest in Dallas ended, that's when the first shots rang out, then a fusillade. In the flurry of more than 200 bullets, it was hard to tell where the shots were coming from. Who were the good guys? Who were the bad guys? Nearly 100 police officers were on the scene, but how many shooters? No one was sure. Amid the gunfire, five law enforcement officers were killed, seven other officers and two civilians injured. As ambulances and police sirens began to drown out the sound of gunfire, there was a standoff. A lone gunman holed up in a nearby college building. After trying for more than 2 hours to negotiate a surrender, Dallas's police chief ordered a robot packed with explosives to go in and take out the gunman. The tactic worked, but the night was far from over. Dr. Brian Williams was in charge of the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. One, two, three, they came in, police officers covered in blood, another officer, and another, and still another. Seven in all. Dr. Williams suddenly found himself not just on the front lines of history, but at the center of a story he'd been consumed by for weeks. Long before this night of July 7th, 2016, Dr. Williams had been shaken to the core by stories of black men being killed by police. And now, with seven critically injured law enforcement officers in his care, shot and injured by someone trying to punish the police. Well, it was almost too much. Williams kept his emotions in check as he worked against the clock to save lives. Days later, briefing reporters on the aftermath, Williams sat on the panel at a press conference alongside nurses and other doctors just like him. With one important exception, everyone else on that press conference panel happened to be white. Truth is, Williams didn't want to be there that day. He's never been big on the spotlight, but he decided this press conference was in a way part of his duty. It went beyond his role as a medical doctor, but nonetheless, part of his duty to heal.
I understand the anger and the frustration and distrust of law enforcement, but they are not the problem. The problem is the lack of open discussions about the impact of race relations in this country.
Days later, at a young actor's theater in another part of Dallas, what started as an informal discussion among teenagers turned into an idea, a play, but more than that, really, a kind of documentary written for the stage. The goal of Shots Fired was to capture aspects of that July 7th that didn't make it to the front pages, to tell those untold stories. And to do that, the young actors interviewed key players in the drama. One of them, that African-American doctor who'd fought back tears at the press conference. Dr. Brian Williams, welcome to the Texas Standard.
No, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
And also joining us is the 18-year-old who plays Dr. Williams, De'Avion Murphy. De'Avion, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be talking to you today.
So did you get a chance, De'Avion, to meet Dr. Williams before this play? I mean, did you get a chance to talk with him and get a sense of what he had gone through?
Yes, we got to interview him that one of the days of rehearsal. He explained what he went through, basically what happened that night and what he has experienced throughout life.
Was there something in particular that stood out to you as you met Dr. Williams, something that he explained from that evening?
He told us he grew up afraid, you know, afraid at first and afraid to speak up and talk. He was put into the spotlight now. He said he was comfortable talking now about these things. But as a black man myself, you know, as a child, I've been through some things, racial discrimination, things like that. And I was very afraid to, you know, speak up about those things. But hearing him talk about how he was afraid too and how we should speak up, it allowed me to, you know, believe I can have a voice.
Dr. Williams, what was that night at Parkland Hospital like, that July 7th? What was it like for you and your colleagues?
It's not unusual for us to care for multiple casualty victims. What separated this night from others was that we had multiple police officers that were brought to our hospital, that there was this rally going on downtown that was protesting police brutality against black men. And then you had this African-American male shooter that was targeting police officers. So for us in the hospital and the work we do, you know, we always focus on providing unbiased care to whomever comes through the doors. Mm-hmm. But there clearly was other issues occurring within the community that night that made this particular incident much different.
Well, that must have been something of an out-of-body experience when you saw yourself being portrayed on the stage in this play, Shots Fired. What was that like?
It's difficult to describe what it's like to have someone portraying you, especially when they're reciting words that you have said, particularly moving from my wife as well, because, you know, he was saying things that I said in the interview that I apparently had not said to my wife. And she was very moved by his monologue that she started crying. And there was these things that she said she never heard, which I assumed I had said.
I'm now you've got me wondering, what was it that you couldn't say or didn't say to your wife? And maybe D'Avion can fill in the blanks here once you get started.
Well, he has the lines memorized, but the summary of what I said was basically how important she was to me before, during, and after the event, and how much encouragement, support, and advice she gave me through this time when I needed it the most. So for her to hear that was, I mean, she said that night that he had given her a gift, and he also gave me a lesson.
D'Avion, do you remember those lines? Do you know what he's referring to?
Yes. In the monologue, he talks about how his wife gives him that extra nudge and push that, you know, he needs, and how she was basically the person that told him he needs to be a part of this conversation. He needs to speak up and talk and, you know, be that voice.
It's interesting that you and your colleagues, when in putting this play together, would pick up on something that is so nuanced. I think most people who reflect on the events of this July 7th think of it as a kind of almost as a crucible for Dallas. It was bigger than these individual players, but the fact that you would choose to focus in, D'Avion, on that aspect is surprising, I suppose.
I think it's just we as teens, we're kind of underestimated when things happen, like with the Dallas shootings. When it first happened, no one ever came up to us and, you know, asked us how we felt about it. Most adults felt like we, as teenagers, just, you know, looked past it. And we actually were affected, too, by what was happening.
How did this play, in a way, help you get to understand the events of July 7th, or did it? Was how personal has this been for you?
It's been very personal because we talk about in the show, like, all sides of not just we try not to be one-sided and say, oh, this is the issue, this is the problem. We try to focus on all sides and how all people view, you know, racial discrimination and police brutality.
What do you mean by one-sided? I mean, specifically, what is it that you're concerned that might happen?
Just not focusing on one person's views. When we came into the show, we all kind of thought a little differently about, like, police brutality and racial discrimination. And we wanted to focus on, like, why did some people think that this isn't really a big issue? Or why did some people think that this is a real big issue? You know, try to go from each perspective, you know.
Dr. Williams, You know, I was mentioning how an event like this could serve as a sort of a crucible or almost define a city if the city doesn't find a way to somehow rise above it. But still, many of the underlying symptoms, I mean, you see this every day, I'm sure, in your work. There's a community that has a sense of injustice. There's a police force frustrated by feeling underappreciated and under constant scrutiny. Do you think, I mean, as you look back on it a year later, was the shooting of July 7th that sort of moment? And has, in fact, Dallas been defined or risen above that?
Well, certainly it's a seminal moment for the history of the city, but also, I feel, for the country. And it's only been a year. So there is a lot of issues that need to be addressed and disentangled. And it's very optimistic for that to all happen within a year. But I'm confident that things are happening within Dallas. You know, these kids, what they've done is it gives me hope for the future, because they showed a maturity and thoughtfulness about putting this together that I didn't know what to expect. But I left that theater really thinking more deeply about these issues of race and violence and this chasm that exists between the, you know, Black Americans and law enforcement. And they showed me sides of this whole event that I did not know. I knew my part and what I was involved with, but they brought it all together, really filled in a lot of blanks for me that gave me pause to think and recognize there's a lot of work to be done.
Dr. Brian Williams is not only Associate Professor of Surgery at UT Southwestern Medical Center. On the night of July 7th last year, he was a surgeon at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, helping to treat several of the first responders coming through the doors. De'Avion Murphy plays Dr. Williams in Shots Fired. Dr. Williams, Mr. Murphy, thank you both so much for taking some time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
What do the events of July 7th, 2016 mean to you? Tweet us now at Texas Standard.